WPGW AM and FM, Portland. The Four Recovery Indians are on the air. Tonight's special sports coverage on J Country 101 Radio is brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of J Country. Now we take you to the gymnasium for all the exciting basketball action.
And a very pleasant good evening, everybody. I'm Rob Weaver at the home of the New Knoxville Rangers, New Knoxville, Ohio. Four Recovery in New Knoxville and girls basketball here this evening. In the JV game, it was Fort Recovery winning 13-9. It was just a two-quarter game. Fort Recovery was led by Maddie Shaneline, who had 6 points. Paisley Hart had five. It was 2 points for Emma Smits, and that was the scoring for Fort Recovery. The Family Dentistry Office of Dr. Vormore. Vormore Family Dentistry would like to wish the Fort Recovery Lady Indians good luck in tonight's basketball game. Dr. Vormore and all of her staff, which includes Fort Recovery graduates Lori Ten and Chrissy Hart, would like to wish the Lady Indians good luck in tonight's basketball game. Vormore Family Dentistry, Highway 67, the west edge of Portland. Again, Dr. Kim Vormore would love to be your family's dentist. Shot is up and no good by New Knoxville's Kira Wellman. Fort Recovery with the rebound, and down we come. First quarter is being brought to you by Cal Pharmacy with their locations in Fort Recovery, located also in Bern, Indiana, and also in Union City. There's a shot up and good by Bridget Homan. Bridget Homan, who missed the last game because of illness, scoring on a layup there, and it's now a 2-0 ball game. 7:10 to go here in this first quarter of play. Pass on the left wing. Shots fired up. No good by New Knoxville. Missing that was Kira Wellman. About an 18-footer just inside the three-point line. New Knoxville got the rebound, though, and they're passing it around. Over on the right side it goes to Leela Gottschalk. Down in the corner to Kira. Back to Gottschalk. Back over on the left. Shots blocked by Kennedy Mollenkamp. Leela Gottschalk got the ball. Over on the right side it goes. Three-pointers good. Scoring on the play, Paige Webb of New Knoxville for a three. And it's now a 3-2, one-point lead for the Lady Rangers. They are 3-16 on the year. Fort Recovery is 10-9 on the season. Lady Indians working the basketball around. Down in the corner it goes. There's a drive on the baseline. Now trying to pass it back out. Intercepted and stolen by New Knoxville's Paige Webb. Down come the Lady Rangers underneath. It's up and it is no good. Rebound comes down and stolen away by Addison Albers. And the shot's up and good. Not sure who got that basket, but it's now 5-2. Lady Indians trailing here in the first quarter of play. Here's Cameron Mollenkamp over on the right side to Bridget Homan. Homan drives and fires and misses. Rebound comes down to New Knoxville. And we have a whistle and a foul called on Fort Recovery on the rebound. Let's see. To figure out who that might have been. Well, New Knoxville has the basketball. Over on the left side to Bryn Egbert. Egbert fires and misses the three-point shot. Rebound comes down to Emma Smits of Fort Recovery. Lady Indians have the basketball here in the Cal Pharmacy first quarter. Carly Niekamp hemmed in down there. Passes back out to Cameron Mollenkamp. Emma Smits. Smits passing over here to Kennedy Mollenkamp, open from three. Can't get it to go down. Rebound, Carly Niekamp. Back up off the glass and down and in. Carly Niekamp scoring. It's 5-4. Lady Indians back to within 1 point. 4:28 to go here in the first quarter from New Knoxville High School. Tiny little school in New Knoxville, Ohio. One of the smallest schools in the state of Ohio, as a matter of fact. There's a nice shot from the left side. Good. Paige Webb drills a two-pointer. It's now 7-4. Kennedy Mollenkamp brings it down. Ball stripped away and goes out of bounds off New Knoxville. Don't forget, Cal Pharmacy has a weekly prescription program. They will deliver your prescriptions to you on a weekly basis. Just stop by one of the Cal Pharmacy Health Mart locations and ask how you can sign up for their weekly prescription program. There's Carly Niekamp, 10-footer up, no good. Rebound comes to New Knoxville. Down come the Lady Rangers with the basketball. Try a double dribble called on Paige Webb. .344 left to go in the first quarter. Rob Weaver here. Eric Catterley is our studio producer at the radio station tonight. And Brody Hart is back at the FortRecoveryRadio.com studios, running the controls back there. Neil Spencer's here at the game site. Shot fires up, three-pointers no good. Saved, and back up and no good again by New Knoxville. Nice job by Addison Albers saving that. Down comes Fort Recovery with the basketball. Here's a shot fired up, and no good by Kennedy Mollenkamp. Rebound, Carly can't get it to go down off the glass. Rebound comes down to New Knoxville. 3 minutes to go now in the first quarter, 7-4 score. Fort Recovery down by three. Lady Indians have had some good shots in tight, but they just can't get them to go down. New Knoxville works the ball around the perimeter, driving in now. Shots fired up, no good. Got her own rebound, back up and in for Albers. Addison Albers scoring, makes it 9-4. Here's Kennedy Mollenkamp driving down. Missed the shot. Rebound comes down to Fort Recovery. Carly Niekamp got the rebound. Out to Bridget Holman. Spinning, driving off the glass. Can't get it to go. Rebound comes to Emma Smits. Kennedy Mollenkamp back outside to Carly. Carly Niekamp driving in. Fires it up. No good. Rebound, Kennedy Mollenkamp turns, fires, and no good. Rebound comes down. Boy, just can't get it to go down. Rebound comes down to New Knoxville, and New Knoxville calls timeout. Timeout, Lady Rangers. 2 minutes to go here in the first quarter of play. It's New Knoxville 9, Fort Recovery 4. We'll be back in a moment here on PG14, Jay Country 101, and FortRecoveryRadio.com. Stay tuned.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, your locally owned Health Mart Pharmacy. At Kalp Pharmacy, we compound custom formulations by combining ingredients based on an individualized prescription a prescriber has determined to be beneficial for the individual. We can compound oral liquids, capsules, troches, topical creams. We compound for allergy-friendly options. We compound for warts, wounds, hormone replacement. We are located in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, and Bernie, Indiana. So stop in or call us at 800-686-2314 today. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Back here at New Knoxville, home of the Rangers. And New Knoxville will bring it up. Fort Recovery pressing full court here. Got a zone defense going on. Up the court they go, down on the baseline, back up, and no good, and a foul's on Fort Recovery as Kira Wellman got the ball on the baseline and put it up and missed. And she is fouled, though. Going to call that foul on McKenna Hillskamp. So at the line will be Kira Wellman. First one is no good. Fort Recovery down by five here, having a tough time offensively in the early part of this game. 1:55 to go in the first quarter. This one's up, and it is good. One of two for Kira Wellman. That's her first point of the night, and it's 10-4. Lady Rangers on top over Fort Recovery. Here's Kennedy Mollenkamp dribbling to the left, feeds off over here to Paisley Hart. Back out. Hart came in the game a moment ago. Here's Cameron Mollenkamp, puts it up no good. Rebound Carly Niekamp, and stolen away by the Rangers. Down they come. Over on the left side. Back out top it goes to Bryn Egberts. Now on the right. Driving in. It's up and no good by Addison Albers. Shots up no good. Rebound comes to Kennedy Mollenkamp. Mollenkamp will bring it down. A minute 12 to go in the first quarter. Indians desperately need a basket here. Here's Niekamp feeds it over to McKenna Hillskamp. Three-point shot's no good. Rebound comes down. It's going to be... Carly thought about taking that shot a moment ago, but decided to pass it off to McKenna. And then McKenna was open from three, but just couldn't get it to go down. Fort Recovery does get the ball. Went out of bounds off of New Knoxville. Carly Niekamp with it out front, passing over on the right wing. There's a baseline drive. The ball's tipped away, and it's going to go to Fort Recovery. We're way up in the boondocks here at New Knoxville, up in the rafters. Carly Niekamp gets the inbounds pass. Fires from just inside the free throw line. No good. Rebound comes to Cameron Mollenkamp. Around the horn it goes over to McKenna Hillskamp. Open from three. Won't go down. Rebound comes to New Knoxville. Paisley Hart almost got that rebound but couldn't grab it. And it's 32 seconds to go in the first quarter. Fort Recovery still with only 4 points. There's a two-point shot up and in by New Knoxville's. Addison Albers gets it, makes it 12-4. Lady Indians down by 8 points now. Not a good start for Fort Recovery tonight, and the Lady Indians just turned it over as Kennedy Mollenkamp drove on the left side and tried to pass it on the baseline, and it flew out of bounds. New Knoxville puts it in play here. Again, Fort Recovery pressing full court. 13 seconds remaining. Fort Recovery's hoping to hold New Knoxville from taking a shot here. And there's a jump ball called. Good job by Bridget Holman of tying up New Knoxville's Paige Webb. Don't forget, Cal Pharmacy has a handicap medical equipment center in the Fort Recovery Industrial Park. They have anything you'll need when it comes to handicap medical equipment. See them for your handicap medical equipment needs. Three-point shot is no good by New Knoxville. Carly got the rebound, and that's the end of the first quarter. Paige Webb missing a three-point bomb there. It's close. So the first quarter comes to a close. Fort Recovery trailing 12-4 here at the end of the first quarter of play to the New Knoxville Lady Rangers. We'll be back with the second quarter coming up. Thanks to Cal Pharmacy for being our first quarter scoreboard sponsor. Don't forget the Cal Pharmacy Fort Recovery location is open extra hours. Open until 7 on Mondays, until 6 Tuesday through Friday, and they close at 2 o'clock on Saturday. They are closed on Sundays now. That's Cal Pharmacy.
Your home is your castle, but do you have a round table of knights to constantly guard your castle? Hi, I'm Eric Brackman with Fort Recovery Insurance with an even better solution. Let's put together a policy with Ohio Mutual Insurance Group, and we can provide you with a Simply Safe security system for free. I think it's better than a moat to guard your castle and no digging required. Call me for details, and let's keep your castle protected. FortRecoveryInsurance.com.
The St. Henry Bank takes pride in taking care of you when it comes to your banking needs, and we're excited to announce that we have just launched our newly updated website at sthenrybank.com. Enjoy a better online banking experience and the anytime convenience of online banking, online bill pay, deposit checks, make loan payments, make credit card payments, view your account history, monthly statements, and more.
We take pride in taking care of you.
Stop in and see us, and we'll help you set up your online account today. The St. Henry Bank and St. Henry and Maria Stein, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Announcing Open House Week at Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, your local Case IH dealer. It's Wednesday through Saturday, January 29th through February 1st. Open House Week is a great time for savings from our parts department. All parts are discounted. That's farm equipment, lawn and garden, all parts are marked down. And you can pre-order your parts now, and they'll be ready to go when you stop in. Open House at Hall Brothers, your local Case IH dealer, January 29th through February 1st. Stop in and save.
Here's a three-point basket to start the second quarter. Up and good by Paige Webb, and all of a sudden the score is 15-4. Lady Indians with an horrendous start here in this ball game tonight. Carly Niekamp back out to McKenna Hills. Camp back to Carly inside. She's going to be fouled in the act of shooting. So Carly should be at the free throw line for two shots. Albers gets called for the foul. That's Addison Albers. At the free throw line is Carly, and she missed the free throw. Man, it's just not our night. Second quarter brought to you by K&L Tractor Sales and Service in Fort Recovery, your New Holland and Kloss Farm Equipment dealer. K&L Tractor Sales and Service. That one's up and in. Finally got off that four. 15-5 now. It's a 10-point lead for New Knoxville. They have the ball. Fort Recovery continuing to press here. And it's a foul called on Fort Recovery on the press. Well, it's fine to press, but you sure don't want a foul on it. But they called a foul there on Kennedy Mollenkamp. So tossing the ball in now for the Rangers will be Kira Wellman. In the backcourt to Paige Webb. She's kind of hemmed in down there. They're having trouble. They get it across the timeline. Back to Webb. She tries to pass it off. Bridget Homan knocks it away. It goes out of bounds, apparently, off of Addison Albers. And Fort Recovery has the basketball. Okay, come on, gals. Let's get something going here. Start the comeback. Basket here will cut it down to 8 points. Kennedy Mollenkamp to Cameron Mollenkamp. Feeds it over to Bridget Homan. Homan dribbling to the right. Stops. Lost the ball. Turnover, Lady Indians. That was picked up by Bryn Egbert of New Knoxville, who's in the game now. And there's a foul called on McKenna Hills camp. Egbert is the only senior on the team. They only have one senior on the team, Bryn Egbert. The rest of them are mostly freshmen and sophomores, mostly freshmen. There's only one freshman, one junior, one senior, one junior, and the rest of them are sophomores or freshmen on New Knoxville's team, so very young team. Left side it goes. New Knoxville working the ball around the perimeter, leading by 10. Almost threw it away there, but Gottschalk was able to retrieve it. Leela Gottschalk. There's a pass, goes inside, up and no good. Rebound comes down to Webb for New Knoxville. Now it's loose and picked up by Kennedy Mollenkamp. Kennedy will dribble it up here in the K&L Tractor Sales and Service. Second quarter of play. Again, K&L is your New Holland and Kloss farm equipment dealer. Left side to Bridget Homan. She'll drive in, tries to fire it off the glass, and got partially blocked and out of bounds of last touch by New Knoxville. So the Lady Indians do keep the ball. Here comes the inbounds pass from Cameron Mollenkamp. Comes to Carly Niekamp at the free throw line. Dribbling, turning, spinning, firing, missing. Rebound comes to New Knoxville. Bryn Egbert got the rebound. Here come the Lady Rangers leading 15-5. Webb on the right side, or Wellman, I should say. Kira Wellman on the right side. Down the wing it goes to Bryn Egbert, and we have a whistle and a foul call. No, it just knocked out of bounds. No foul, just knocked out of bounds by the Indians. So New Knoxville will keep the basketball. Comes in to Paige Webb now. And the ball is knocked loose, and going to call a jump ball between Cameron Mollenkamp and New Knoxville's Addison Albers, and it will stay with New Knoxville. 5:02 to go in the K&L Tractor Sales and Service second quarter. Lady Indians down by 10 points. Trailed at the quarter break, 12-4, down by 10 now. Right side it goes. There's Addison Albers, drives in, fires it up, no good, and she's fouled in the act of shooting, and she will be at the line for two shots. Albers is a junior on this team. Free throws up and good. She's the only junior, and Egbert is the only senior. Paisley Hart comes in for Fort Recovery. Emma Smits will sit down. Free throws goes up and good. And it's now 17-5. Albers leading the team with 8 points, by the way. Around the horn it goes. Cameron Mollenkamp to Carly Niekamp. Outside to Paisley Hart. Kennedy Mollenkamp to Cameron Mollenkamp. Fires the shot from 10. Doesn't go down. Rebound comes down to New Knoxville. Lady Indians cold, cold tonight. See the Great Plains Turbo Max, a vertical tillage tool for all seasons, available at K&L Tractor Sales and Service in good old Fort Recovery. K&L Tractor Sales and Service, our second quarter scoreboard sponsor. They get a pass down inside to Kira Wellman, and she puts it up and no good, but she's fouled in the act of shooting by Fort Recovery. Bridget Homan is called for the foul. So at the line, Kira Wellman, the first one's no good. 17-5, a 12-point lead for New Knoxville. Down to about a half a quarter to go here in the first half of play. That's no good either. And off of, they say it went off of Addison Albers. So Fort Recovery gets the ball. New Knoxville not pressing. They're just playing a good half-court defense here. And so far it's been very good. Only 5 points for the Lady Indians. Kennedy Mollenkamp to Cameron. Inside to Carly. Up and no good. She can't get the ball to go in the hoop. And a rebound. And there's going to be a foul called, I think, on New Knoxville. Yep. It'll be called on Bryn Egberts. So Fort Recovery gets the ball inbounds, comes into Carly Niekamp inside, and there's another foul on Fort Recovery. Or I should say another foul on New Knoxville. And that's on Egbert again. That's her second foul. Carly Niekamp gets the basketball. Right side to Cameron Mollenkamp, no good. Rebound, Carly tried to grab it, and it goes out of bounds off of Fort Recovery. No, there's a foul call. They're going to call a foul on Carly Niekamp, who came charging in for the rebound, and she bumped one of the Lady Rangers and got nailed for a foul. That's a tough call there. Kira Wellman at the line. She's been there two times already tonight. Is 1 out of 4 at the line. 3:50 remaining here in the K&L Tractor Sales and Service second quarter. This one's up and no good. Now, she should have had two free throws. I didn't get that. She should have had two free throws. They only gave her one. Oh, well. New Knoxville ends up with the ball as it went out of bounds off Fort Recovery. Here's Webb outside. Pass over on the right. Three-point shot is no good by Webb. Out of bounds to Fort Recovery as Paige Webb misses that shot. Cameron Mollenkamp will put it in play now for the Lady Indians. They've only scored 1 point here in the second quarter. We have 3:35 left to go in the quarter. Coach Tyler Deitch is trying to figure out what is going on here. Into Carly Niekamp, dribbles in, puts it up, and missed it. Popped out of there. Oh, my. Right inside, and she could not get it to go down. It popped out. New Knoxville with the basketball. Right side it goes. That's Kira Wellman. Here's a shot by Webb from the left. Three-pointer's no good, but rebound. New Knoxville up and in by Addison Albers. As they beat us to the board there. And that makes it 19-5 now. And Coach Tyler Deitch calls timeout. Lady Indians trailing by 14 big ones here. What a cold night. We'll be back in a moment.
Hello, I'm Kenny Cadote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. K&L Tractor is proud to carry the full line of Claus harvesting equipment. If you're needing a combine, forage harvester, baler, or hay tool, K&L Tractor is the place to go. Fully stocked Claus parts and factory-trained technicians keep you running smooth all season long. For all of your Claus harvesting needs, shop K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
to 5 is the disappointing score. Let's get back on the bus and come back again. I tell you, this game has just gone horrible for Fort Recovery tonight. Cannot hit the broadside of a barn. As we have 2 field goals in the game so far and 1 free throw for our 5 points. Kennedy Mollenkamp with the basketball on the right side. Dribbling towards the middle, stopping, tries to pass it off. It's knocked away and stolen by Bryn Egbert, the senior. Down comes New Knoxville with the ball. Here's Kira Wellman back outside to Webb. Paige Webb dribbling way out front. Works her way to the right. Dumps it inside. Shots fired up, no good. Rebound back up and good. Addison Albers missed her own shot, got the rebound, and hit the second attempt. It's now 21-5. Boy, this is going to be a downer tonight if we can't come back and win this game. Ball is loose, and we have a... They say it's Fort Recovery's basketball. New Knoxville, 3-16 on the year. 3-16, and we cannot stay with them here so far tonight. Here comes the inbounds pass to Kennedy Mollenkamp, back out to Carly Niekamp. Over to Bridget Holman. Bridget will dribble the basketball. Lost it. Back outside to Carly Niekamp. Mollenkamp sets on a 3. It misses. Rebound comes down to New Knoxville. Kira Wellman got the rebound. Up comes Paige Webb with it. Webb will pass over on the right side to Addison Albers. 21-5, believe it or not, here in the K&L Tractor Sales and Service second quarter. Your New Holland and Claus Farm Equipment dealer, K&L Tractor Sales and Service. Left side it goes. Leela Gottschalk, she'll pass over on the right. Here's Albers driving in. Now passes over in the wing on the left side. Webb misses the shot. Rebound comes to Paisley Hart. She'll come down and lost the basketball. Nobody could get down soon enough to help her out. Everybody was behind her, and the ball went into the hands of New Knoxville. Cross-court pass over here, down low to Albers. Lost the ball, and it's going to be given to New Knoxville. 54 seconds remaining. McKenna Hillskamp will come back in. Emma Spitz will come back in. Bridget Homan will leave, and Paisley Hart will leave. So we have Kennedy Mollenkamp, Cameron Mollenkamp, McKenna Hillskamp, Emma Smits, and Carly Niekamp in the game. And there is McKenna Hillskamp stealing the ball. Back outside to Kennedy Mollenkamp, over to Cameron Mollenkamp. Down low, double teamed, in trouble, gets it over to Emma Smits. Kennedy Mollenkamp dribbling the ball, and there's going to be a foul called on New Knoxville. They're going to whistle that one on Webb. Nope, they whistled it on Wellman. Kira Wellman gets called for the foul. Down to 36 seconds left to go here in the half. And it comes to Fort Recovery's Carly Niekamp. The McKenna Hillskamp fires a 3. It's no good. Rebound comes down to Fort Recovery. Come on, gals. Get a basket here. Here comes the inbounds pass out to Carly Niekamp. Carly dribbling back outside to McKenna Hillskamp. Down low, tried to get it into Kennedy Mollenkamp, and Kennedy is fouled. It'll be a... Should be free throws, yep. Kennedy Mollenkamp's going to have 2 free throws here. She has not scored yet tonight. Kennedy and Carly are our leading scorers. Carly has 3, and Kennedy has nothing. Free throw is up and no good off the front of the rim. One more for Kennedy Mollenkamp. Fort Recovery trailing 21-5. Unbelievable. No good again. Unbelievable. New Knoxville travel didn't get called for it. They have the ball with the final 10 seconds here in the second quarter of play. Down low over on the left side. Shots by Webb. No good. Rebound comes down to Wellman. Gets it inside. Ball's loose, and that's going to end the quarter. And New Knoxville outscoring Fort Recovery 9-1 in that second quarter. And they've taken a 21-5 lead over the Lady Indians at halftime. Man. Thanks to K&L Tractor Sales and Service for being our second quarter scoreboard sponsor. You'll find the Endurance line of litter spreaders from BBI at K&L Tractor Sales and Service, south edge of Fort Recovery on State Route 49. And don't forget, if you're looking for service for your farm machinery, you know where to go. K&L Tractor Sales and Service has an outstanding lineup of service technicians who will help you with your service needs. K&L Tractor Sales and Service, Fort Recovery, your New Holland and Kloss farm equipment dealer. We'll be back in a moment. Hopefully the second half will be different. 21-5, New Knoxville leading Fort Recovery here at halftime. We'll be back in just a moment.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, your locally owned Health Mart Pharmacy. Kalp Pharmacy pharmacists know time is important to you. That's why Kalp Pharmacy wants to give you solutions to help you get your medications fast, efficient, and correctly. You can be in and out the door quickly or have them delivered to your home, allowing you to rest and receive medication where you are most comfortable. We bill Medicare, Medicaid, and most insurance plans. So call Kalp Pharmacy at 800-686-2314 or visit us in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, in Bern, Indiana. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
At Cooper Farms, family first isn't just a saying. It's our culture.
I like that the company has a value system that I can subscribe to. Things that are important to the organization are also things that are important to me. We have very caring and competent leaders that value family.
Join the family. Apply online at cooperfarms.com. Cooper Farms. More than a workplace.
Dr. Kim Bormore and the staff at Bormore Family Dentistry is proud to support this broadcast of Fort Recovery High School basketball. Dr. Kim Bormore, the Bormore Family Dentistry office, is accepting new patients. Call 726-7822 and start your healthy new smile routine today. Bormore Family Dentistry is located at the west edge of Portland on Highway 67. Best wishes for a successful basketball season to the Fort Recovery Indians from Bormore Family Dentistry in Portland.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canope from K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Is your land and your legacy, and there's so much riding on your crops, your soil management choices are deeply personal too. K&L Tractor stocks a variety of Great Plains tillage solutions that put your vision to work. Whatever approach you take, vertical, conventional, or hybrid, you can trust the cutting-edge technology and consistent, field-tested performance you'll find across Great Plains' entire soil management line. K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
What would you do if a fire severely damaged your home? Hi, I'm Ted Romer with Fort Recovery Insurance. The question you really have to ask is, what would your insurance company do? As your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group, I can tell you that we will be there for you from day one. You won't be dealing with an out-of-town agent over the phone, but with us, your neighbor. And that would apply to any damage to your home, big or small. That's our promise. Visit us online at FortRecoveryInsurance.com.
Yeah, we have a whole bunch of little cheerleaders out there on the floor tonight. And, of course, all the moms and grandmas and grandpas came to watch the kids cheer. Nice crowd on hand here tonight at New Knoxville. Well, I don't know what to say. Fort Recovery's taking on a 3-16 team. We cannot hit the broadside of a barn. Ball will not go in the hoop, no matter whether it's an outside shot, an inside shot. It just won't go in. And the score is 21-5. Lady Indians down here by 16 at the half. Let's see, we're going to have some other demonstration going on here, too. Maybe this is a part of the cheer thing as well. I don't know. I think maybe it's something else happening here at New Knoxville. Again, New Knoxville, one of the smallest schools in the state of Ohio. And this community keeps this school going. It's amazing what they do here at New Knoxville. Hats off to them. They don't want to give up their small community school. I don't blame them. It's a very nice facility. And, yeah, this is, they're laying out some mats, and this is part of the little cheerleader routine as well. Maybe some gymnastics, too. Okay, here's the scoring at halftime. Won't take me too long. Carly Niekamp leads Fort Recovery with 3 points. She had a two-pointer in the first quarter and hit one free throw, one out of two at the free throw line for her three. Bridget Homan has a two-point basket. And that's it for Bridget. Kennedy Mullenkamp has zero. She's 0 for 2 at the line, and nobody else had any points, or nobody else even shot a free throw. We had four free throws here in the first half, and we only hit one of four. Again, Kennedy Mullenkamp was 0 for 2, and Carly was 1 for 2. For New Knoxville, they're led by Addison Albers. She has 12 points here at the half. She had 5 2-point baskets, a lot of those inside rebounds, and was 2 for 2 at the line for her 12 points. Also, we have 8 points for Paige Webb. She has 2 3-point baskets and a 2-point basket for 8. And then Kira Wellman has 1 point. She was 1 out of 6 at the free throw line tonight for her 1 point, and that's been it for her. Nobody else has scored for New Knoxville. They have 21 points, and they're in the lead by 16 points over the Lady Indians. What a tough night indeed. We'll return in a moment with more for you here right after we pause for this. Fort Recovery, New Knoxville tonight. From New Knoxville, I'm Rob Weaver. Again, our studio producers, Eric Catterly at the radio station. Also, Brody Hart back at FortRecoveryRadio.com, back at the studio in Fort Recovery. And then Neil Spencer is sitting here at the game site tonight as well for FortRecoveryRadio.com. Don't forget, tomorrow night, the Indians taking on the Ranger boys team at Fort Recovery. We will not be able to bring you that game here on the radio, but you can hear that on FortRecoveryRadio.com tomorrow night. Again, New Knoxville and Fort Recovery and boys basketball tomorrow night from Fort Recovery, the Fortside Fieldhouse. Listen to that again on FortRecoveryRadio.com, or you can also see that game on the National Federation TV network. We'll be back in just a moment.
6 years ago, I started on the line just like anybody else. I liked what I did, and I decided I wanted to learn as much as I could.
At Cooper Farms, we know that our team members are the key to our success.
I received a lot of training, and it just developed me into a leader that I am today, and they provided that all for me. I got promoted as supervisor. 2 years after that, I became the manager.
Apply online at CooperFarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canoe from K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Take command of productivity with New Holland T5 Series Tractor, available at K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery. With 4 easy-to-use transmissions, fuel-efficient engines, and a choice of comfortable ergonomic cabs, it's easy to find the model that's right for you. These are heavy-duty but nimble utility tractors with 4-wheel drive and big power to help you do a wide range of jobs. K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
It may not require a textbook, but it's filled with valuable lessons. It may not take place in a classroom, but it's an ideal environment for learning. It may not involve a diploma, but it can help prepare Ohio's young people for life. It's high school sports. High school sports can play a critical role in a student's overall education. In fact, studies show that students that participate in high school sports are more likely to enjoy greater levels of achievement in their academic lives. If you think high school sports are only about competition, think again. Better yet, think about attending a high school sporting event in your community. You'll be amazed by what you see. High school sports, a winning part of a complete education. This message presented by the Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Just a couple of minutes away from starting the second half of play. Fort Recovery did win the junior varsity game tonight. It was only two quarters. We actually trailed at the first quarter, 4-2, but came back and won 13-9. Hopefully we can do the same thing on the varsity level, as get things in gear here and get some scoring in the second half. 13-9, Fort Recovery winning the two-quarter JV game. Fort Recovery was led by Maddie Shainline with 6 points. She had a two-point basket and was 4 out of 6 at the free throw line for her six. Paisley Hart had 5 points on a two-pointer and a three-pointer. Emma Smits had a total of 2 points on 2 out of 2 at the free throw line. And that was all the scoring for the Fort Recovery junior varsity, but it was enough to win 13-9. New Knoxville was led by, well, they had nobody with more than two. Emily Baumbauer had 2. Kira Wellman had 2. Ava Jurosik had 2 points. It was Mia Wellman with 2, and Aubrey Gross was 1 out of 2 at the free throw line for 1 point. Moving on to our third quarter of play, being brought to you by Cooper Farms. Cooper Farms offering a complete program for your swine, beef, and dairy feeds, plus professional nutritional support as well. That's Cooper Farms, Fort Recovery, St. Henry, also located in nearby Coldwater and Rossburg, Ohio. That's Cooper Farms. They'd love to buy your corn as well. If you'd like to sell your corn to Cooper Farms, simply call toll-free 800-637-7161. That's 800-637-7161. It's going to be New Knoxville with the ball to start the second half of play. Fort Recovery coach Tyler Deitch still making some final comments to his kids. Tomorrow night on the radio station, we'll have Jay County and Bluffton in high school boys basketball. That'll be at 105.3 on the FM dial tomorrow evening. Craig Teagle makes his return to Jay County. First time he's coached his team at Jay County High School since he left Jay County after having 16 very successful seasons. Maybe it was more than that. I was thinking it was 16. And then Jay County's at Blackford on Saturday nights. Blackford is at Eastbrook tomorrow night. They'll have a boys-girls doubleheader on 100.9 tomorrow night from Eastbrook. And there's a three-point basket up and good by Addison Albers. She continues to kill us. Whoops. There's Bridget Holman losing her balance, and she fell on Webb, Paige Webb of New Knoxville, and she's shaken up a little bit. I think she's going to be okay. They're going to take her out of the game as a precautionary measure. She looks like the Bridget fell on her ankle or knee, one or the other. So Emily Baumbauer comes in for New Knoxville. It's now 24-5. Her biggest lead of the game, 19. On the left, McKenna Hillskamp. Into Carly Niekamp, dribbling the ball inside. Passes to Cameron Mollenkamp. Out to Bridget Holman. Over to Cameron Mollenkamp. Goes baseline. Carly inside, up. Can't get it to go down. Rebound comes to New Knoxville. I'm going to pack up my equipment and go home. I'm not bringing these ladies any kind of luck. Oh, here's a nice steal by McKenna Hillskamp. Maybe it's a basket. It's good. Okay. McKenna Hillskamp hits a layup after a nice steal. And it's now 24-7. Fort Recovery continuing to press here. And the ball's loose, but nobody was there to pick it up for Fort Recovery, so New Knoxville keeps it. Kira Wellman with the ball, and they're going to call 5 seconds on her. Nope, they're going to call timeout. New Knoxville called timeout to avoid turning it over on the five-second call. We'll be back, 6:41 to go in the third quarter on the Cooper Farms third quarter of play. Fort Recovery trailing 24-7.
Our story started 80 years ago with a series of handshakes and a belief in a hard day's work. Four generations later, those beliefs and morals still shape who we are. Our word is our bond, our commitment is unwavering, and our family is everything. At Cooper Farms, family first isn't just a saying. It's our culture. Join our family today and apply online at cooperfarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. K&L Tractor is proud to carry the full line of cloth harvesting equipment. If you're needing a combine, forage harvester, baler, or hay tool, K&L Tractor is the place to go. Fully stocked cloth parts and factory-trained technicians keep you running smooth all season long. For all of your cloth harvesting needs, shop K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Action back in. New Knoxville with the basketball leading here 24-7 in the third quarter on the Cooper Farm scoreboard. Coming inside, back outside it goes. There's Wellman missing a shot blocked by Bridget Holman. And the ball comes down to Fort Recovery. Here come the Lady Indians up. McKenna Hillscamp very quickly up the court. Kennedy Mollenkamp. Kennedy dribbles in, stops, pops the shot, missed it. Rebound comes down to New Knoxville to Bryn Egberts. Egbert, the only junior on the team. She brings it up, stops, looking for help now, goes over to Albers. Albers goes inside and scores. Addison Albers with two more. Makes it 26-7 now. Fort Recovery trailing. Shots fired up and good. Bridget Holman scoring there to get her second basket of the night. Fort Recovery back on defense. Over on the right side, baseline, ball's loose underneath, and a whistle, and it's going to go to, I think, New Knoxville. Looks like it. Yep, New Knoxville will get the basketball. They lead 26-9. Paige Webb comes back in for New Knoxville, and leaving is Emily Baumbauer. There's an inbounds pass to Albers. Back out front it goes. Over on the left, back outside, out front. Wellman has it on the right, drives down the baseline, now passes back outside to Egbert. Bryn Egbert with it, dribbling outside, over to Webb. Now to Wellman, has it knocked loose by Carly Niekamp, and they're going to call a violation on New Knoxville. Not sure what the call was. I can't see the official. I'm way up top in the end, and all this activity was underneath me. And I cannot see the official when he's standing on the end, in the end zone down here. Anyway, we get the ball. Fort Recovery, there's a three by Kennedy Mollenkamp. Won't go. Rebound comes down. New Knoxville comes up with the ball. And Albers has it. Puts it up and good. Addison Albers scoring. 28-9 now. It's not getting any better. Cooper Farms, and stolen away, intercepting the pass there, was Bryn Egberts of New Knoxville. Third quarter brought to you by Cooper Farms. Don't forget to check out their many job opportunities at cooperfarms.com/join our team. cooperfarms.com/join our team. Two shots missed there by New Knoxville, and McKenna Hillscamp ends up with the basketball. She comes racing down. goes to the baseline, lost the ball out of bounds, and it'll be given to New Knoxville. 28-9, and I hate to say it, but we're kind of running out of time here. We're in the third quarter, and we're down by 20 points. New Knoxville brings it up. With the ball is Leela Gottschalk. Right side shot is up and good. Egbert hitting a two. That's her first basket of the evening. It's now 30-9. Lead is 21. McKinney Hillscamp almost lost it. Now she throws it away. She was laying on the floor, tried to pass it off, and New Knoxville was there to intercept it. Out front with the ball is Leela Gottschalk. Out top to Webb, around the horn to Wellman on the right. Wellman will bounce pass to Egbert and stolen by Fort Recovery. Here comes Carly Niekamp. Carly comes racing down, puts it up, and good. Finally, Carly got off that 3 points she had. And now it's 30-11. Lady Indians back to within 19 here in the Cooper Farms. Third quarter of play. Inside it goes, a collision, and the foul's going to be called on Fort Recovery. It's going to be out of bounds to the Lady Rangers. 2:40 to go in the third quarter. It's 30-11. McKenna Hillscamp gets called for her third personal foul. McKenna has not been able to score much tonight. She has 2 points, but nobody's been able to score much tonight. She's not alone. Inbounds pass comes to Brent Egbert. Back out to Albers. Dribbles in. Passes into the baseline. Shots fired up. No good by Emily Baumbauer. And here comes Fort Recovery with the ball. McKenna Hillscamp underneath. Reverse layup. No good. Rebound. And a foul's called on New Knoxville. That reverse layup by McKenna went way above the backboard. She threw it so high in the air. It was about 3-4 feet above the backboard and came down. Here's Carly Niekamp. Good. Way to go, Carly. Carly Niekamp in the lane and scoring. Maybe we can get Carly going here. It's 30-13. Down comes New Knoxville with the basketball. Over on the right side is Albers. Back outside it goes. 3-point shot is missed. Rebound McKenna Hillscamp. And now it's going to be a jump ball called. Ooh. It looked like that might have been a foul to me, but jump ball is called. So it will go to New Knoxville. I want to thank the folks here at New Knoxville. Kay Webb is the athletic director. That must be her daughter playing out there. They're always very friendly and helpful here when we make arrangements to do our games. New Knoxville with the ball. Over on the right to Paige Webb. Webb dribbling the basketball. Goes to her left. Feeds off to Wellman. Kira Wellman. And it's stolen by Carly Niekamp. Down to McKenna Hillscamp. McKenna comes down. Puts the shot up. And got it. McKenna Hillscamp scoring. And that makes the score 30-15. It's now a 15-point lead. The Indians trying to battle back here. Pressing full court on a zone press. Is Baumbauer. She passes back outside to Egbert. Now Webb has it. Paige Webb dribbling the ball. Feeds over on the right to Kira Wellman. Back over to Webb on the left. Back to Wellman on the right. Now on the wing it goes. Driving in is Albers. She feeds it off. It's up and no good by Egbert. And rebound comes to Cameron Mullenkamp of Fort Recovery. Come on, gals. Get a basket here. There's McKenna Hillscamp, a three. No good, doesn't go. And rebound comes down to Egbert's. Bryn Egbert with the rebound. 36 seconds to go in the third quarter. 30-15 the score. New Knoxville leads by 15 big ones here. Baseline, shots fired up, no good. Missing the shot there was Albers. Rebound comes to Kennedy Mullenkamp. Mullenkamp right side to McKenna Hillscamp. Back out to Cameron. Mullenkamp on a three. Doesn't go. Rebound comes down to Kennedy Mullenkamp. Plenty of time. Shot by Bridget Homan is no good. Rebound comes down to New Knoxville. They've got 7 seconds left. They have plenty of time to put it up there. There's Albers up and no good, and she's fouled in the act of shooting. So Addison Albers will go to the line with 2 shots with 2 seconds to go in the third quarter. Again, Cooper Farms, our third quarter scoreboard sponsor, offering a complete program for your swine, beef, and dairy feeds, plus professional nutritional support as well. That's Cooper Farms. First free throw is up and good. Let's see. She has 10, 12, 14, 19, 20 points now for Addison Albers. One more, and it is good again. 21 points for Albers. 32-15. Indians have 2 seconds. Here's Carly Niekamp, throws it, and it's not enough muscle to get it down there. That's the end of the third quarter. 32-15. New Knoxville with the lead after three. Thanks again to our friends at, again, Cooper Farms for being our third quarter scoreboard sponsor. We'll be back in a moment right after we pause for this here on PG14 J Country 101.
Promotion from within the company is huge, and it's very much supported by the owners.
At Cooper Farms, we value hard work and dedication toward bettering yourself, and we reward that. We know that our team members are the key to our success.
We offer them classes. We help them try to get to that next level. We want them to learn. The people are our asset.
Apply online at cooperfarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Announcing Open House Week at Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, your local Pace IH dealer. It's Wednesday through Saturday, January 29th through February 1st. Open House Week is a great time for savings from our parts department. All parts are discounted. That's farm equipment, lawn and garden, all parts are marked down. And you can pre-order your parts now, and they'll be ready to go when you stop in. Open House at Hall Brothers, your local Case IH dealer, January 29th through February 1st. Stop in and save.
And that is this week, the open house going on at Hall Brothers through this Saturday. So, Fort Recovery has the ball to start the fourth quarter of play, brought to you by Hall Brothers Incorporated with their open house going on this week, your Case IH and Kubota dealer. Here's McKenna Hillscamp, up no good. Rebound comes to Carly Niekamp, and we have a jump ball called. Here comes New Knoxville with the basketball. Paige Webb across the timeline. Feeds off. Down around the baseline. Shots fired up. No good. There's going to be traveling called on Bryn Egberts. So Fort Recovery gets the ball back. Hall Brothers, fourth quarter. We trail 32-15. Kennedy Mollenkamp out to McKenna Hillscamp. 3-point shots, no good. And McKenna races in, tries to get the steal the ball away, and New Knoxville keeps possession. Here's Albers over to Webb. Paige Webb dribbling. Feeds off to Kira Wellman. Over on the right side to Albers. Back out to Webb. Fires a three and missed it. In and out. Rebound back up and no good, and a foul's called on Fort Recovery. I think that's on Bridget, maybe. Yep, Bridget Holman picks up the foul. Her third of the night. At the line is Addison Albers. First one's up and good. She will have one more. This free throw's up and no good this time. Scores 33-15. Fort Recovery will bring the ball up the court. Shots fired up, no good. Rebound, Carly. Oh, it won't go in. Cameron Mollenkamp finally got it to go in on the rebound. That's her first basket of the night. We needed it, too. New Knoxville being pressed, and they almost threw it away, but retained possession. And ball is knocked away. It goes out of bounds off of Fort Recovery. And here comes the inbounds pass to Albers. She'll give it off to Wellman. Tries to put it up. No good. Fort Recovery comes up with the loose ball. Mollenkamp fires it up. Missed it. Rebound comes down to New Knoxville, and a foul is going to be called on McKenna Hills Camp. Her fourth personal foul. New Knoxville with the basketball. Right side. And Indians come up with it. Down comes McKenna Hills Camp. Oh, she falls down. And jump ball is called. Foster Balance went down to the floor, and she got tied up by New Knoxville. At least they didn't call her for traveling. Lady Indians down by 16 here, 33-17. Into Bridget Holman. She scores. Come on, gals. This is not out of reach yet. I know I'm being optimistic, but it's 5:30 to go in the game, and we're down by only 14. I mean, it's possible. This New Knoxville team has fallen apart before. They're 3-16 on the year. And here's a whistle, and Fort Recovery comes up with the basketball. Called a foul on Albers. Addison Albers called for a foul. Addison comes over to talk to the official and says, "What in the world did I do?" That is her third personal foul. So Fort Recovery has the ball. We can cut it down to 12 now. Hope springs eternal here. Kennedy Mollenkamp in the lane, going, stopping, firing. Oh, no good. Cameron got it. No good by Cameron. Blocked by Albers, and now a foul is going to be called on Cameron Mollenkamp. Be out of bounds to New Knoxville. Kind of getting kind of testy in there. 5:03 left to go in the game. Fort Recovery down by 14 points. Trailed by 21 at one time. New Knoxville puts it in play. Albers will bring it up. Addison Albers with the basketball. Tries to pass it off. Blocked by Carly Niekamp. Here comes Cameron Mollenkamp, stopping, firing, and can't get it to go. Rebound comes down. Jump ball is going to be called. No. Now jump ball is going to be called. Officials were being very generous letting the play go on there, and it's going to go to New Knoxville on the alternating possession. ...33-19, 4:45 to go in the game, and Coach Tyler Deitch is going to call timeout. Timeout Indians, down by 14. We'll be back in just a moment.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, your locally owned Health Mart Pharmacy. Kalp Pharmacy pharmacists know time is important to you. That's why Kalp Pharmacy wants to give you solutions to help you get your medications fast, efficient, and correctly. You can be in and out the door quickly, or have them delivered to your home, allowing you to rest and receive medication where you are most comfortable. We bill Medicare, Medicaid, and most insurance plans. So call Kalp Pharmacy at 800-686-2314 or visit us in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, in Bern, Indiana. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
At the St. Henry Bank, we take pride in our community, its farming heritage, and its banking needs, and we're there for you when you need us. Whether you're looking for your next piece of farm equipment or the purchase of seed, fertilizer, or chemicals, the St. Henry Bank can make sure you have the cash flow when you need it most. The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you.
We take pride in taking care of you.
Visit us online at sthenrybank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Okay, It's been a rough night, folks. I'm still holding out hope that the Lady Indians could come back here. They've got 4:45 to go, and they've been playing pretty well. They've cut the lead down to 14, 33-19. New Knoxville puts it in play here. Bringing it up is Paige Webb against Cameron Mollenkamp, and Mollenkamp's going to be called for a foul, bumping up against Paige. So the next foul will be a bonus or two free throws for New Knoxville. New Knoxville's only won three games the whole year. But they're playing a lot better than that tonight, I'll tell you that. Give them credit. Paige Webb with the basketball. Over on the right wing it goes, and there's a foul called on Albers. They say she bumped Carly Niekamp. Albers called for her fourth foul. Wow. So Fort Recovery will have the basketball back here. New Knoxville has lost six games in a row. Their last win was against Delphus St. John's. Carly Niekamp over to Bridget Holman. Comes in, lost her balance, throws it up, no good. Rebound comes down to Kira Wellman for New Knoxville. Here's Paige Webb with it. She'll fire over on the right to Albers. Threw it away. Kennedy Mollenkamp picks it up. They're going to call a foul on New Knoxville. That's going to be whistled on Bryn Egbert. That's their third foul. So Indians will have the ball out of bounds. 4:02 to go in the game. Lady Indians felt pretty good after last weekend. They're 10 and after Monday, actually, when we beat South Adams, they're 10-9 coming into this game. Shots up and no good by Carly Niekamp. That was kind of a tough one. She was guarded pretty well, about a 12-footer. She just couldn't get it to go down. Rebound, New Knoxville. Down they come. It's up no good, and a foul's going to be called on Fort Recovery. And it's going to be to the line for New Knoxville and Kira Wellman. Now, the good thing is she is a horrible free throw shooter, at least from indications we saw earlier in the game. And she misses that one. She is now 1 out of 7 in this game. She's the gal we need to foul at the end here. This one's up and no good again. 1 out of 8. Rebound comes Carly Niekamp. Niekamp comes racing down. Feeds over on the left to McKenna Hillscamp. Foul's called on New Knoxville. That's going to be whistled on Wellman. I think that's maybe 3 on her. That is the fourth foul, so we'll start shooting free throws on the next foul. 33-19 the score. The bad thing is only 3:30 to go in the game. Lady Indians had 4 points in the first quarter, 1 point in the second quarter, 10 points in the third quarter of play. And so far, we've only scored 4 here in the fourth quarter. Here's Kennedy Mollenkamp inside. Can't get it to go down. Rebound comes to New Knoxville. Coming up with the loose ball with Bryn Egbert. Down come the Lady Rangers. And there is a whistle and a timeout. Timeout, New Knoxville. 3:09 to go in the game. 33-19. Indians trailing by 14 points.
The annual open house at Hall Brothers is set for Wednesday through Saturday, January 29th through February 1st. Stock up now on oils, filters, sweeps, belts, and points. Everything you know you're going to need this year. All parts are discounted during this week. It's our busiest week of the year, so feel free to pre-order and avoid the lines. Open house is coming up January 29th through February 1st at Hall Brothers, your local Case IH and Kubota dealer in Fort Recovery.
Dr. Kim Bormore and the staff at Bormore Family Dentistry is proud to support this broadcast of Fort Recovery High School basketball. Dr. Kim Bormore, the Bormore Family Dentistry office, is accepting new patients. Call 726-7822 and start your healthy new smile routine today. Bormore Family Dentistry is located at the west edge of Portland on Highway 67. Best wishes for a successful basketball season to the Fort Recovery Indians from Bormore Family Dentistry in Portland.
Well, I cannot explain this, folks. The Lady Indians have been playing really well here lately, last several games. But, boy, this one is a rotten egg, to put it mildly. Trailing by 14 points with 3 minutes to go. Stolen by Cameron Mollenkamp to Kennedy. Kennedy comes racing down, up, and no good. Rebound, chased down by Kennedy Mollenkamp. Outside to Bridget Homan. Homan dribbling the basketball. Spinning. Right side. There's McKenna Hillscamp. Here's Carly Niekamp on a three. Get in there. Nope, doesn't go. And rebound comes to Webb of New Knoxville. Carly's was close, but it wouldn't go down. Paige Webb with the basketball. Brings it up to the right side. Now she feeds to Kira Wellman. Wellman dribbling the ball on the right wing. Ball comes here on the baseline on the near side. It's up and no good, and a foul's called on Fort Recovery on the shooting foul. It's on McKenna Hillscamp, and she has fouled out of the game. 2:22 to go. McKenna fouls out. So that'll bring either... Let's see. The coaches are trying to decide. We'll go with maybe Paisley Hart. Nope, it's going to be Emma Smits. Emma Smits coming in. And McKenna Hillscamp will go out. Leaves the game with a total of only 4 points in the game for McKenna. Free throw is up and good by Albertson. Second one is good, too. Got them both. That makes the score 35-19 now. Here's Kennedy Mollenkamp. No good. About a 10-footer. It just has not been our night. Bridget Homan fires it up and misses it, and they're going to call her for an offensive foul. Homan called for an offensive foul, so Fort Recovery turns it over. The shot was no good anyway. Let's see. We've had 24 points now for Addison Albers. She's had a heck of a game tonight. Credit her for her fine game. 35-19, Lady Indians down by 16. Coach Tyler Deitch. That fouls out Bridget Homan. She's fouled out of the game. So Paisley Hart will come in now. So Bridget fouls out with 2:03. We've had two players foul out of the game. And Paisley Hart will come in to play now for the Lady Indians. Full court press here for the Lady Indians, and Kennedy Mollenkamp knocks it away. Will be given back to New Knoxville. Want to make any comments, Neil? Joking with Neil Spencer over here. It's been a tough night. Pass comes down to Albers. She'll put it up and score. They beat us on the football pass. Albers with 26 points now, 37-19. And I do admit now that this game is over. Shots up, no good by Kennedy Mollenkamp. She got the rebound and scored. And timeout is called by Fort Recovery. That is the first two-point basket by Kennedy tonight. First basket, period. She had two free throws that she missed. Her first 2 points of the night. We'll be back in a moment.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, your locally owned Health Mart Pharmacy. Kalp Pharmacy pharmacists know time is important to you. That's why Kalp Pharmacy wants to give you solutions to help you get your medications fast, efficient, and correctly. You can be in and out the door quickly or have them delivered to your home, allowing you to rest and receive medication where you are most comfortable. We bill Medicare, Medicaid, and most insurance plans. So call Kalp Pharmacy at 800-686-2314 or visit us in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, and Bern, Indiana. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Hi, this is Amanda Seegers with Fort Recovery Insurance. Farmers understand the risks of farm life, and at Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we understand those risks too. If your life and business is farming, let us help make sure you're protected from the risks you face in a way that fits your budget. And if you have a claim, we'll be here to bring you inside the fort. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency is your local Ohio Mutual Insurance Group agency. Call us at 419-375-4181.
And here's a foul called as we resume action on Fort Recovery. And we whistled on Cameron Mollenkamp, picks up the foul, her third. 1:20 left to go in the game. Hall Brothers Incorporated is our fourth quarter scoreboard sponsor. Don't forget their very fine open house is going on this week. Save on all parts. Save on all kinds of things that you'll need in the upcoming year at Hall Brothers this week. Open house goes through Saturday. One out of two free throws for Paige Webb there. That makes it 38-21. Here's Emma Smits on the right, feeds to Carly Niekamp. Cameron Mollenkamp in the lane, throws the shot up, no good. Rebound, Kennedy has the ball knocked away from her. Cameron got the rebound, up no good, and she's going to be fouled in the act of shooting. So Cameron Mollenkamp will go to the line with two shots. She only has 2 points tonight on a two-point basket for Cameron Mollenkamp. Bridget Homan fouled out with 6 points. McKenna Hillskamp fouled out with a total of 4 points. And the free throw is no good. One more for Cameron. Big win for New Knoxville in the MAC Conference tonight, that's for sure. Big upset here. Free throws up and no good by Cameron again. Missed them both, but she ends up with the ball. Here's Kennedy open, missing. Rebound, Paisley Hart. Back outside to Kennedy Mollenkamp. Ball is on the deck. And we have a jump ball, and it goes to Fort Recovery with 46 seconds to go in the game. Lady Indians trailing by 17, 38-21. Pass comes in to Carly Niekamp. She'll fire a three, misses. Rebound comes down to New Knoxville. To Bryn Egberts. Paige Webb will bring it up for the Lady Rangers. Right side it goes. Albers with it, passing over here. New Knoxville is just going to pass the ball around. That's going to be the end of the game. 38-21 is going to be your final score. Fort Recovery falling to the New Knoxville Rangers tonight. Wow, what a shocker. Big upset for New Knoxville. Fort Recovery came in favored with a 10-9 record. New Knoxville 3-16. They've lost six in a row, and they upset the Lady Indians tonight, 38-21. Thanks to Hall Brothers Incorporated for being our fourth quarter scoreboard sponsor. Let me remind you a little bit about their open house going on right now. Stock up on oils, filters, sweeps, belts, and points. All on sale right now during this week. All parts are discounted this week. The busiest week of the year at Hall Brothers, and it's for a reason, because you can get yourself some great bargains. The open house going on through Saturday at Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, your Case IH and Kubota dealer. Well, we'll be back to wrap it up right after we pause for this here on PG-14. Jay Country 101, Lady Indians fall tonight to New Knoxville. Just can't believe the score, 38-21. We'll be back.
When you trust your money to a bank, you want to be sure it's in an account that's right for you. At the St. Henry Bank, we are your everyday bank for your everyday busy lifestyle. And we offer a variety of both personal and business checking accounts. And we take pride in helping you decide what type of account best suits your needs. Stop in and see us today, the St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein.
We take pride in taking care of you.
The St. Henry Bank, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Looking for future leaders we can trust and believe in? Look no further than the high school student athletes right here in Ohio. High school sports teach young people how to be effective leaders. It begins by making their grades and being on time for practice. It includes learning to listen, following directions, accepting responsibility, being a good role model. And it's about respect for officials, opponents, the rules, and each other. The result? It transcends sports. It gives us hope for the future. High school sports. There's so much more than just a game. This message presented by the Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
I loved playing high school sports. I loved the competition, the camaraderie, the bands, the crowds, all the pageantry. And I wanted to keep playing. But I graduated. No colleges called, and neither did the pros. So, to stay close to the game I loved, I decided to become a high school official. You know, a referee. When I played high school sports, I learned the importance of integrity, good sportsmanship, and respect for the rules. Now as a high school official, I get to help model these same values to others. Maybe the colleges and the pros didn't call, but the kids in Ohio did. And now, I'm enjoying the competition, the camaraderie, the bands, the crowds, and all the pageantry of high school sports all over again.
Interested in becoming a licensed high school official? Go to highschoolofficials.com to learn more and begin the application process.
This is what matters. This is beyond X's and O's. This is the difference mutual respect makes. This is what character looks like. This is what defines us in Ohio. This is sportsmanship. School sports. It's not the outcome that matters most, but the way the games are played. This message presented by the Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Back here at New Knoxville, the final score, Fort Recovery losing to New Knoxville in an upset tonight, 38-21. New Knoxville goes to 4-16 on the year, only their fourth win. Fort Recovery drops back to 500 at 10-10 on the season. Lady Indians were led in scoring tonight by Carly Niekamp, who had 7, Bridget Homan with 6, 4 points for McKenna Hillscamp, 2 points for Cameron Mullenkamp and 2 points for Kennedy Mullenkamp, as both McKenna Hillscamp and Bridget Homan fouled out of the game. McKenna with 2:22 to go in the game, and Bridget fouled out with 2:03 to go in the game. Again, 7 for Carly Niekamp, 6 for Bridget Homan, 4 points for McKenna Hillscamp, and 2 apiece for Cameron Mullenkamp and Kennedy Mullenkamp. New Knoxville was led in scoring by Addison Alberts, their only junior on the team. She had 26 points tonight in the game and only missed one of her free throws. She ended up taking 8 free throws and hit 7 of the 8. Next in line was Paige Webb, who had 9 points on the night. Then 2 points for Bryn Egbert and 1 for Kira Wellman. So that was it, but Addison Albers, 26 out of her team's 38 points. In the reserve game, they only played 2 quarters, and Fort Recovery won that 13-9. Lady Indians were led by Maddie Shainline with 6. Paisley Hart had 5. 2 points for Emma Smiths. for New Knoxville. They had the nobody above 2 points. Emily Baumbauer, Kira Wellman, Ava Jurassic, and Mia Wellman all had 2 points apiece and 1 point for Aubrey Gross. Again, Fort Recovery losing the varsity game tonight, trailing 12-4 at the first quarter, trailing 21-5 at halftime, only 5 points in the first half, trailing 32-15 after three, and then the final 38-21, a 17-point whipping by the New Knoxville Lady Rangers. Have a nice night, everybody. Thanks to our studio producers, Eric Cattley at the radio station, Brody Hart at FortRecoveryRadio.com, along with Neil Spencer. I'm Rob Weaver saying good night from New Knoxville High School.
You've been listening to Fort Recovery Indians basketball on J Country 101 Radio. Tonight's special sports coverage was brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the J Country 101 Sports Department. WPGW-FM, Portland, Indiana, your sports station for East Central Indiana and Western Ohio.